AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran gave the U.S. a slap in the face with its strike at a U.S. airbase in Qatar. And if President Trump's claim that the U.S. fully obliterated Iran's nuclear program, exaggerated, he said. But he made no mention of the status of Iran's nuclear facilities and centrifuges. Ed Donahue reports senators have now been briefed.
The administration has said the nuclear sites in Iran were demolished.
I just do not think the president was telling the truth when he said this program was obliterated.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy says it appears the Iranian nuclear program was set back just a few months, the same assessment from an initial U.S. intelligence report. Republicans like Lindsey Graham from South Carolina back the White House.
There's nobody working there tonight. It was highly effective.
Kentucky's Rand Paul is among the Republicans uncomfortable with the airstrikes, saying there's a lot of evidence the founding fathers did not want presidents to unilaterally go to war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Justice Department says it will put Kilmar Abrego Garcia on trial for smuggling before it moves to deport him to a third country, not El Salvador. And at Sean Diddy Combs' trial, Julie Walker reports prosecutors have made their closing arguments.
Going over line by line, each charge and the evidence they say proves he's guilty of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. Wearing his usual khakis and sweater, his hair and goatee gray, Combs occasionally taking notes. The jury of 8 men and 4 women hold the fate of Combs in their hands. The 55-year-old could spend the rest of his life in jail if convicted. Combs' defense team presents their closing argument Friday. Then prosecutors get the chance at a rebuttal. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
A flash flood warning issued for the Wheeling, West Virginia area after torrential rains. It was just hit with flooding less than 2 weeks ago. This is AP News. A huge new tourist resort opening in North Korea. Karen Chamas has the story.
State media said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un cut the inaugural tape for the site on Tuesday. Video from KRT shows Kim Jong-un and his daughter Kim Joo-ae, as well as his wife Ri Sol-joo, at the opening event. It has been a long time since North Korean media have shown Kim's wife. The location of the resort, called Kalma, has been in development since 2018. It has hotels and other accommodations for nearly 20,000 guests who can bathe in the sea, play sports and games, and eat at restaurants and cafeterias on site. North Korea has no normal travel arrangements to allow foreigners to visit the country. The KCNA report said that domestic tourists will be allowed to visit the new resort from the 1st of July. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.